Stephen Anurag for Auroville Radio. I'm here with a special guest who is an Indian-based Korean film actor. He is Mr. Sachin. Hello, Mr. Sachin. How are you doing?
Hello, Aurovillians. Good evening. Nice to meet you.
Good evening. And how long it's been that you're in Auroville?
It's been a month that I'm here.
So this is your first time visiting Auroville?
No, it's my third time.
Oh, third time.
Yes.
So why don't you just share your experiences with that you had with Auroville community?
Well, the first time my visit was like brief. It was for like less than 2 weeks and it was around 2012. So I heard of Auroville through some of my friends and I read about it. So I was very interested in the concept and also about mothers and Sri Aurobindo's teachings. And I decided to like come here and see what it's about. And I was very impressed because I like the idea of like people of different nationalities, creed, you know, crossing all the borders. You know, you come here, we are like a team, you know, we work together, we enjoy and, you know, we relax, we have fun. So it's like amazing place. And the second time, it was in 2014, I stayed for like 3.5 months. So at that time I was like volunteering in different communities, including Sadhana Forest and multiple communities. It was a very good experience. And this time I'm here for like a short visit, 1 month. I'll be like leaving by the end of this month.
So now you're volunteering for the youth center of Auroville.
Yeah, that's great.
How do you feel volunteering for the youth center?
Oh, it's
being a youth.
Yeah, it's really good because I believe in living young forever. So according to that concept, I feel like youth center is the best place in Auroville.
So what exactly are you people doing at the youth center? Any specific concentrations?
Yeah, we have different kinds of activities. Presently, we have pizza nights. We have started pizza nights from last week. And 2 days ago, we had 3-day youth center festival. We had the pizza night, we had like a Korean dinner night, and we had a French band. They were teaching children, like they were coming through an NGO and they were teaching children in Pondicherry music. Okay. They were teaching music to them, so they had a performance on Monday that was like really beautiful.
How big is this youth center in Auroville?
I'm not really sure about the dimensions.
And I'm not talking about dimensions, the people, the strength of the volunteers.
Presently there's like five of us.
Five of us.
Yeah, so two of them are the caretakers and there's like three volunteers.
Are they all from India or other parts of the world?
There's Sammy from Rwanda, there's me, Indian, and then there is Obang from Korea, then Manolo and Kiran.
So it's like unity in diversity.
Yeah.
Anyways, so how do you feel like acting in Korean movies?
Well, it's completely different because we have to work with a crew who speaks completely different language. So everything is completely different. So it's a very good experience because I get like international exposure. And working with, it was a very good experience because they were very professional. So it was an amazing experience for me.
Let us go back to a brief history of yours. Are you native of South India?
Yes, from Kerala.
Okay, and your education?
My education, I was in Kerala till my 7th grade and after that I was in Ooty. I was there briefly, then after that I was in Hyderabad. So my high school and my university was in Hyderabad.
University, so you were graduated in which background?
St. Mary's, Bachelor of Commerce.
Bachelor of Commerce?
Yeah.
And a BCom graduate to movies,
my plan B is doing business.
Uh-huh.
Well, the thing about the entertainment industry is, first of all, you know, it is very, it's a cutthroat business and there is no like concrete contract.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you're a famous star, you know, there's no such thing as contract in most levels, especially in India. So you need a plan B. So in that context, you know, doing Bachelor of Commerce is good.
It's very amusing to see a person from India
uh-huh.
going to a Korean film industry. Usually you find Hollywood,
or Bollywood or Tollywood in India.
But, you know, what made you, or what grabbed your interest?
Basically, my plan was always to go to Hollywood. What got me to Korea was basically love.
Uh-huh.
I had an ex-girlfriend, so I went to meet her. And, after that, one thing led to another thing, and I met people who were in the film industry there. I met some actors who were foreign actors in Korea. And then I was interested about the industry because they were also taking foreigners. So I was thinking I'll give it a try. And then I met an agent and they offered me their contact details and they said maybe I should try it out. And then I also met a director for the famous TV channel. And so I was, at that point of time, they were not taking any foreigners for their TV programs. And probably like 1 year later, I was like trying multiple agencies. I was sending my portfolio to like multiple agents, whoever I could find.
Uh-huh.
And finally, after 1 year, I was like doing odd part-time jobs and working in Korea. Finally, like they asked me if I could do this project. So I agreed and I went for it and they liked me. So they kept calling me then because that company happened to be Saturday Night Live, the same Saturday Night Live, the Hollywood one. They have a Korean version. So I acted in that, they liked me, so they kept calling me. Then I got like different projects, like a lot of popular dramas, movies, and so on.
So did you learn Korean before going to South Korea?
Yes.
Oh, is that, where did you learn Korean?
I was in an international school, so we had like Korean students, so I had some friends there, so they used to teach me a bit of Korean.
So how do you say hi, hello in Korea?
Hello has like, there's two ways of saying hello. They have like two forms. One is the polite form and one is a casual.
Okay.
So in the casual, you say annyeong.
What do you say?
Annyeong.
Annyeong.
Annyeong. That's usually to friends or people of the same age.
Okay.
And
to
elders. Yeah. And to elders or people of like your boss or something, you would say annyeong haseyo.
Annyeong haseyo.
Annyeong haseyo.
Haseyo.
Yeah.
So you say annyeong haseyo to a formal people.
Yeah, and there is also like a very formal or like a business style, which would be like annyeong ishimnikka.
Annyeong ishimnikka.
Yeah.
In English, we only have hello, hi, hello.
Yeah, we just have.
But in Korean.
But it's more like how you say aap or tum in Hindi.
Okay, yes.
So it's similar
same kind
to that,
of,
yeah.
We do have the same in Indian languages. So I can see that from you, that you're enjoying the Korean film industry there.
Yeah, it is a good experience, but my main focus is like Malayalam movie industry and also Hollywood. Actually, my plan was to go to America, to LA, but there was a short deviation. But the reason I kept sticking to it is because it's in the same line, it's in the same line of my career.
Uh-huh. And how many movies did you act for?
Movies, it's like three movies.
Mm-hmm.
So one is releasing in December. And I cannot speak about that movie, actually.
Yes, okay.
And the other two, it was basically like extras.
Mm-hmm.
So my main focus is on like TV shows.
We usually find Indians watching Korean dances, Korean songs and all. And a part of Korean serials.
Uh-huh.
But if you see Indian movies, they're more into dancing, stuff,
mm-hmm.
romance and all.
Yeah.
So what is the highlight part of the Korean film?
Well, Korean movies, indeed, they do not have the item songs and dance numbers like Indian movies.
Mm-hmm.
And Korean movies generally tend to revolve around usually love stories, or it could also be like thrillers, like crime, like could be relating to mafia, usually in the terms of like real estate mafia and how it used to be there probably in between the 80s, 90s. Roles usually around that, those kind of themes.
So how would you connect your film making and your film designing or film industry to Orwell's ideology of human unity and peace?
Well, if you look at Hollywood and also like nowadays, we have like a lot of co-production treaties coming between multiple countries like America, India, China.
Yes, yes.
So you're going to see like, well, first of all, in the entertainment industry, like it is one industry where people are like more liberal towards people of different cultures, backgrounds, religions, even like, you know, you have like people, you have like gays, you have people of different sexual orientation, you know, they're more free. So basically in the entertainment industry, you know, that's like one of the industry I feel which is like practically open and like tolerant towards people of different diverse regions or races. So I feel like in a movie you can generally portray that because, you know, you would be having a crew, you know, your crew would be from different countries. So, you know, it's like a diverse team.
So if you get a chance of producing a film, or rather say directing a film.
Direction, okay.
On what theme would you make a film?
Well, when it comes to direction, like with my prison experience, like there's a long way to go before I can talk about direction. Because it's very complicated for me right now.
Just what kind of films do you like the most? Whether let it be acting or watching or...
Well, films... It depends, because I watch films from different countries and also like different genres. So totally depends, you know, it depends on the directors, the actors, a lot of things. Though how I see a film like few years ago and how I see a film now is like completely changed.
Let me ask you this question. Give me two reasons for you to come to Oroville. So you're here for a holiday trip. From Korea, what made you, you know, come to Oroville and spend your valuable holiday season in a small community?
Well, basically,
give me two straight reasons.
I've been living in a big city, so I wanted to have some time where I can look inside myself and contemplate on crucial things and how to plan my goals and go forward. So Oroville is a good place because it gives me a lot of peace. There is not really like heavy constructions. There's not like chaotic traffic. It's not like a big city. So I thought the best place would be Oroville. So that is one of the reasons how I chose Oroville, and also because I've been here before. I've like already have made some friends, so I know people here. So it's good, and so I feel like at peace. Yeah, there is a connection. Like it's not like a new place to me. Like I already feel at ease here.
So you feel like it's coming back home.
Yeah, that's true.
So what are your plans next?
My plan? Right now I'm like working on some visas and I have some paperwork to do about, well, about my startup business. Also like my plan
business
B.
Business in Korea or in India?
In India. Well, it's going to be registered in India.
So you're not going back to Korea?
I'm going back, but also I've been invited by NYFA. So I can join their film course.
That's a good
so
thing.
I want to take their workshop for like 3 months. So I'm planning to head to LA. So I'm like working on the finance part of it right now. Got budgeting and things to do.
Do you only act or you do any kind of technical stuff in the movie industry?
No, I'm only acting.
You only act.
Yeah.
And anything else apart from acting? You're saying you dance?
No, I've done a few model like commercials, but like, yeah.
So you tend to meet many people and you get chance to meet very... And did you get chance any time to go to Hollywood industry representing Korean film industry?
No, I'm not a mainstream actor in Korea. Right now I'm doing very small roles. Okay. But I definitely want to go to Hollywood and represent India, being an Indian. Also being a Malayali. Also probably... You don't find much Indians, you know, like they want to like go to Hollywood. Everybody would want to go to Bollywood. But not many people, you know, thinking of Bollywood. I mean, Hollywood, because I sometimes tell people like Hollywood, they'll be like, whoa, that's big dreams, huge dreams.
So what would it is in Korean film industry? Here we have Bollywood for Hindi, and what would it is in Korea?
Well, definitely, I mean, basically it is the Hindi film industry or the Indian film industry. I don't know why people like associate it with wood. I personally do not like the concept of this wood.
You don't like the wood?
Yeah, I don't know. I do not like it, the wood. Well, basically, it's Indian film industry. I don't know, probably some Western journalists would have just coined the term Bollywood but this term, it makes it look like Indian film industry does not have anything original, and it seems like we're just copying the West, which is not true, because the Indian film industry and the directors, the actors, everybody has their own unique style. Like, the whole Indian movie, they've got, like, a different style altogether. You cannot compare it with Western film.
Yeah.
Also, even like Korean films, you know, they have a whole different style. The way they act, the people there act is different. Their whole style, their gestures, everything is different. Body language, it's completely different.
All right. So you were talking about the 3-day youth festival at the youth center. And what would you get by the end of the festival? What message did you pass it on to the participants?
Well, mainly this 3-day event was organized because one of our volunteers, Sammy, he's planning to do a cycling trip all the way to Rwanda from India.
cycling trip.
Yes, that's correct.
You mean a safari?
Well, he is going by cycle. He is cycling to Mumbai, and then he's taking a ship to Africa, and he's cycling through Africa all the way to Rwanda. So we were fundraising for that.
It's like a modern Vasco da Gama.
Yeah, that is an impressive trip. Yes, it's...
It's really interesting to know in this globalized, so modernized world, cycling all the way.
Yeah, that takes a lot of time and effort and dedication. Also, you need a huge willpower to do something like that. So, all the best to Sami. Yeah.
And what message would you like to give to the youth? So, we have the United Nations International Youth Day coming up in the second week of August. And organizations, institutions, other schools, they're all getting geared up to celebrate this day. So, I see you as a potential youngster, all the way from India, you've been to Korea. It's really an interesting story, or, you know, it's really an inspiring attempt, you know. So what message would you give to the youth of this nation, youth of Oroville?
Well, presently, times have changed. It's not the time of our grandfathers or fathers. Probably during those times, there was no airplanes, there was no internet. So today we live in a very connected world, and from one corner of the world to the other, it takes a day through flight. Or you can send messages from one end to the other within like a second. So since the world is more connected, we must use this technology, and the youth of different nations and diverse background, they must connect and do things for the planet and also for the future youth of the society. So I feel the youth should be more engaged. There is, like, for example, there are groups on Facebook and internet. You know, it's easy to connect with these people. There is a lot of things you can do just sitting at home with your laptop or computer. So you don't really need to, like, go to another country or something. You can start right with your computer.
All right. So you say that youth should be involved in various civic activities in the society.
Correct.
That's really great. And so how long you're here in Oroville, Mr. Sachin?
That will be another week.
Another week?
Yeah.
So then you're going back to Korea?
I would be in Chennai for some time.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of August, September, yes.
So did you accomplish the task that you come for at the youth center?
Pardon?
You think that you have accomplished the task at the youth center that you come for?
Well, I didn't come to youth center for a specific task.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah, as you said, you came here to relax and refresh yourself.
Exactly, that's correct.
I mean to ask that. So did you accomplish that?
Yes, definitely. There is like some more things that I have to do. So I'm focusing more on that now.
Anyways, thank you, Mr. Sachin. It was really an interesting and inspiring message from you. And it's really interesting to see. I could say it's really amusing to see a South Indian going all the way to Korea and, you know, and that part and that interest of you brought you to Oroville, and you're sitting here at the Oroville radio station and giving an interview where hundreds of people would be, you know, listening to your speech, and they might get inspired. So what you meant to say is there are no boundaries for us.
So exactly, like explore. Boundaries, you know, boundaries are becoming more and more obsolete. Mm-hmm. You know, the world is becoming smaller. I feel like the youth of India especially, we should like go out more into like different countries and see, because there might not be many, like some streams or dreams of some people, it might not be popular in India, but might be in a different country, you know, you might make it. So I feel like more youth, they should go to other countries. And also that is good for the economy of India. So, you know, you're bringing back, you know, it's not like brain drain, because you're learning something, then you're coming back to the nation and giving out to your nation. That's amazing.
That's great. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Sachin. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time. This is Stephen for Oroville Radio. Thanks for listening.
Enough,
there was some disturbance, I don't know what.